Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS is pulling the plug on The Late Show, ending the run that began in 1993 with David Letterman. Current host Stephen Colbert told his studio audience the final show will come next May.
I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us.
CBS issued a statement noting the show has been number one in late-night talk ratings for 9 seasons, but saying it is, quote, purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. House Republicans just spent their late night in a session giving final congressional approval to $9 billion in budget cuts for foreign aid and funding to public TV and radio. CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us the legislation includes deep cuts to the UN's Children's Emergency Fund.
A huge hit for UNICEF.
Patrick Quirk is with UNICEF USA.
The $142 million eradicates core flexible funding UNICEF relies on to respond to disasters, provide nutrition support to starving children.
And Quirk says UNICEF's work will be severely hobbled.
There's no shortage of emergencies.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Tropical downpours will continue in the Gulf Coast states today, and that means an increased risk of flash flooding, especially in areas that have already had rain this week, including Louisiana.
A messy low-pressure system didn't become a tropical storm or hurricane, but has been dumping flooding rains across much of Louisiana.
Louisiana has already seen quite a bit of rainfall and still looking at another 2 solid days or thereabouts of activity to come.
National Weather Service meteorologist Donald Jones says the downpours are forecast through Saturday night.
We've already seen over 8 inches of rain in a few locations, and we're still looking at heavy rainfall falling.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
The National Urban League has issued its annual look at how Black Americans are doing. CBS's Erica Brown reports it says Black America is in an emergency.
According to the National Urban League's State of Black America report, 2025 revealed in stark terms the length to which some will go to halt the progress of Black America. The civil rights organization argues that the White House is setting fire to policies and entire departments dedicated to providing equal education, fair housing, and safe and effective health care. Erica Brown, CBS News.
European Union countries have just approved a new package of sanctions on Russia over the war in Ukraine. They include cuts in Russian oil exports. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Mike, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Evelyn. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Mike, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Mike? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cashback for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cashback just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes. I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SHARE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SHARE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The man behind the hit musical Hamilton is observing its 10th anniversary.
Lin-Manuel Miranda says he'll use Hamilton's 10th anniversary performance on Broadway August 6th as a fundraiser for a group of nonprofits that provide immigration services. He expects it'll bring in about $3 million for a coalition named after a line in the show.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
Miranda's parents are both from Puerto Rico, but just like the Schuyler sisters, he grew up in New York. Every actor who's ever performed in the show is on the invite list. Hamilton's 10th anniversary reunion at last month's Tony Awards went viral. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
The Steve Miller Band has canceled its U.S. tour, citing extreme weather as a safety concern for fans and crew. The tour is scheduled to begin in August. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight, a light north to northeast wind. Morning low temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For Friday, though, quite a bit of sunshine. High temperatures in the lower to middle 70s. A few showers and storms Friday night. Right now, it's 55.
Let it be. is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow, let it be. I wake up to the sound of music. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Yeah, let it be. Oh, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
From Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
For a man, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it has a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Yeah.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. come to me.
December.
You're the present in my Christmas tree.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. My heart's in a whirl. I love, I love, I love my little calendar girl every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Of the year.
Every day.
Every day. I love, I love, I love my calendar girl. Yeah, sweet calendar girl.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Republicans in the House of Representatives last night gave final congressional approval to President Trump's request to cancel $9 billion in previously approved spending. Congressional correspondent Nicole Killian says the cuts are mostly in foreign aid, plus public TV and radio.
This basically would codify a lot of the DOGE cuts that we